Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That is the phone number. Go ahead and use it. Phone lines are open. Connor Green is producing. He is behind the glass. He'll take your calls. 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up on X, on Twitter, at L Rubenson, WFAN, over there. Big show, 5 hours, supersize, three great guests. We've got Steve Popper was out there in Los Angeles at the Lakers Knicks game. You tell me. My best guess for the debacle that happened this afternoon with the Knicks game that has been, I plan to come on the air and sing their praises. I think I still will at some point, but my best guess is they were out late. I hope they had a good time in Los Angeles, in LA, hanging out on the town, and at 12:30 start their time out there. So I hope it was fun because they played like garbage. All right, we'll get into that on the Knicks. This time tomorrow, we will know more, a lot more, about which top NFL free agents are going to sign deals with which teams. We will know if you are dreaming that the Giants are going to go top of the market and make a big play for offensive lineman, let's say Tyler Linderbaum, the top offensive lineman on the market, the center played under John Harbaugh with the Ravens. If that's who you want, you'll know by tomorrow this time. It is very likely. If you're a Jets fan and you're wondering, who will the Jets go after? What will be their strategy in free agency, and in particular with the quarterback position? You will know tomorrow. Well, you may not know it all, but you'll have an inkling. Why? Because starting at noon, meaning, I don't know, 5 hours and 12 while you're sleeping, 17 of those hours, you'll probably sleep, you should sleep 8 of them. But we'll know by noon tomorrow. Suddenly, at noon tomorrow, it is what is called NFL, well, we all refer to it, it's not its official name, but it is the legal tampering period, which means legal negotiating period, which means agents and teams can talk about deals. They cannot sign them for another couple of days when the official start of free agency happens a couple of days later. But let's face it, we all know that these agents and teams have been talking to each other, and in particular, going back to the combine, they've been having these conversations for weeks now. It's not legal. There can be no record of it. But suddenly you're going to see a flurry of agreements magically appear starting at noon. So where do you want to see, what strategy do you want the Giants to take in this John Harbaugh regime? What do you want? What strategy do you want the Giants to take in NFL free agency? And what strategy do you want the Jets to take? So we'll get into all of that. Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post will join me as my guest to toss out the rumors. What is he hearing? Make some predictions and also talk about what should the Jets do? What should the Giants do if we could all have some influence over those general managers? So that's coming up. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:20. And then back by popular demand. Last I checked, it is the month of March. Connor, it's March, right? It's March. If it's March, that means March Madness, college basketball, St. John's just locked up back-to-back Big East regular season titles. We're going to get the Big East tournament coming up, March Madness, all of that. And so Zach Braziller always joins me this time of year, and we dive into some college hoops, and in particular St. John's and the phenomenon there. UConn, Hurley got tossed, all of that. Seeding, all these things. We're going to talk about all of that. So there's some topics. By the way, the Mets and Yankees played each other. We have the WBC we're going to get into in just a minute, but Mets and Yankees played each other today in spring training, and while Mets and Yankees both have a ton of players off at the World Baseball Classic, There still were a lot of interesting things that happened today in spring training. The starting pitching matchup, you had Peralta with the Mets. Of course, his contract and extension potential and all of those things. You know, I will negotiate on both sides' behalf later in the program and tell you what they should do. But feel free, light the light, call in on that one, 888-808-1019, Peralta, David Stearns, the Mets, extension talks. We'll get into that. But so you had Peralta starting on one end and your Weathers on the other for the Yankees. Interesting, intriguing to watch him. Started off gangbusters in the first inning, got blown up in the second. They brought him back in the third. But so we'll talk about that. And then the young players, of course, bench for the Mets, for the Yankees. You got to see Dominguez and Lombard. You know, you're seeing the young guys out there. You're seeing Jones. You're seeing contributions. So all of that to talk about. Dominguez in particular, of course, had an interesting day, and the spotlight seems to find him. So plenty to do on all of that. And I have major point I wanted to get into on the Knicks. They went ahead and sort of blew up my point a little bit by laying an egg in L.A. today. But so I'm going to pivot and start with the World Baseball Classic and start with this. And because this is something that happened and happened to me this afternoon. I had a little bit of, I don't know if you want to call it like a resolution this year. You have New Year's resolutions you make. I resolve to do this thing. Often it is to do something better, to be a better person, whether you want to work out more, get more sleep, whatever the heck it is, be nicer to people, whatever it is. I had a sort of baseball spring resolution this year. And you can look at here. Let's look at the date. It is March 8th. I broke it today. I broke my resolution today. And the resolution was that this was going to be the year that I was not going to be the person to, in any way, diminish the World Baseball Classic. That by now I can see the merit in the World Baseball Classic. And I get why people love it. And I get that it brings some awesome moments. And that it is a really big deal in a lot of countries all over the world. And so I thought, all right. And I even admitted to myself, you know, as we were heading towards spring training and thinking about this year, I thought to myself, well, on the one hand, I worry about, let's say, Nolan McLean. I worry about pitchers. If you're a Mets fan, you're worrying about pitchers. If you're a Yankees fan, you know, of course, you want to, like, bubble wrap Aaron Judge because they would, you know, find something to knock. You wouldn't want anything to happen. Mets fans know only the last World Baseball Classic, of course, Edwin Diaz celebrating after a win with Team Puerto Rico, jumping up and down and ruptures his knee, and the next thing you know, the season went to hell in a handbasket. So there's that fear, sure. But I had to admit, I was looking forward to the World Baseball Classic this year. I get it, like, when I thought, oh, right, this is a World Baseball Classic year coming into spring training, I thought to myself, that's awesome. That'll make March really fun. Yes, we have March Madness and college basketball and all this sort of stuff, but that hole in the calendar before you get to April when April means, yes, we have NCAA national championship games, men's and women's. April means the Masters. April means baseball, full force, full swing. You know, Major League Baseball, the games count. Oh, April, the NFL draft. Like, when you stack up great months for sports, April has a lot to offer. March, yeah, March Madness and college basketball, and sure. And by the way, April, you start to get into, you know, then we're going to get into spring and we get into NBA and NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, and all that sort of stuff. So we get that stuff starting to happen. Like, March sometimes can be a little bit whatever. And I thought, oh, World Baseball Classic. I'm looking forward to this. I'm not going to crap on this thing this year. I'm not. And then today, Bryce Harper makes a comment. There it is online today that And what he said was the World Baseball Classic is great. So he said it was great, but he then goes on to say that what he'd really like is for baseball, Major League players to be able to play in the Olympics. For MLB to take a 2-week break the way the NHL does and allow Major League Baseball players to play in the Olympics. And clearly that's what Harper wants. He just came off of watching, like a lot of us, Milan Olympics, Winter Olympics, rooting for just about anything. And you're so excited about Team USA and we're all going crazy. And it doesn't matter that the sport is curling, you know. But if it is something like hockey, men's or women's, we're excited. We're waking up early in the morning. We're all in. We're excited about this and the Olympics. And I went and somebody else made a comment about this, criticizing Bryce Harper that he shouldn't have said anything. It was a sports writer. Criticized that Bryce Harper should not have said this. And I went into defense mode. Not because I'm such a big, I mean, if you know me, you know, it's not like I'm, such a huge Bryce Harper fan. But I thought, I agree with him. Like, the Olympics would be more fun and a bigger deal or whatever. But he said that the WBC is great. He's not crushing it. Like, what's the big deal? And the next thing I know, I'm back and forth with some guy who's a perfectly fine sports writer guy I've never met before. So I'm not criticizing him. And I thought, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing here? And I took a step back. And if I'm being honest, the truth is, I'll say me. You can decide if this includes you, too. But I think that as somebody who loves baseball, grew up here in New York, the New York area, going to baseball games, wonderful memories, like with my dad, with my brother, all of that, lifelong Mets fan. I'm sure if you're listening, chance you're a Mets fan, chance you're a Yankees fan, maybe you're a fan of some other team. Major League Baseball was like it. And the World Baseball Classic, when we watch Team USA, at least for me, I'm rooting for them. Sure, I'm rooting for them. But it's not the same as what's going on with, let's say, the Team Dominican Republic and the fans from the Dominican Republic. It's not the same. The level of, both in terms of how much the fans care, how important it is, how much the players care. We can say that our Team USA players care, but some of it is also the way that we celebrate compared to some of these other teams. And I'm not trying to be critical of our guys. It's just a different cultural thing. We're excited. We jump up and down. Sure, our guys are into it. But they hit a first inning home run and everyone goes bananas. And by the way, it's not just them. Check out what is going on. You know, I wish that the games going on in Japan were not, you didn't have to wake up at 5 a.m. to watch. Because if you know from having watched those KBO, you know, Korean Baseball League games during COVID, or if you've ever watched, you know, what goes on, you know, check out the crowd during some of these Japan, the games, WBC games based in Japan, and people are going berserk. You know, I said to Connor, it looks like a Savannah Bananas game in the crowds. Like, it looks like a ton of fun, and the player celebrations and the level of how much, like, how over the top, crazy into it they are, super fun. And I got to admit it, I have envy for the level of fun and engagement that fans from some of these other countries have and from the player celebrations and all of that. It's more fun than what we have. Our guys look more corporate, act more corporate. They're into it. They care. You have Tarek Skubal, who's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And so it's generally our big free agent pitchers are not going to the World Baseball Classic and taking that risk to put some extra innings on that arm. And now he's in the camp after he's had the chance to be with this Team USA and experience it, that he's now talking to his agent, Scott Boras, who you know is saying, absolutely not, get your butt back to Tigers camp. Do not throw another inning. And he's talking to his manager with the Tigers, A.J. Hinch, and he's trying to figure out, how can I stay with Team USA and pitch another, throw another game? And maybe that's, who knows, does he start another game? Does he just throw an inning out of the bullpen? Like, what does he do? Does he get his work in on the side? Like, he's trying to stay because he's loving the experience so much. So I'm not saying they don't care. Of course Aaron Judge cares, wants to win desperately. But there is a different level of celebration, euphoria, energy, animation out of the players and the fans. And the truth is, as much fun as this all looks, if you asked fans from, who were either born in the Dominican Republic or have relatives in the Dominican Republic, are rooting for a team, let's say Dominican Republic, if you ask them, would you rather that your favorite, and these could be guys who, these could be men, women, people who are Yankees fans, Mets fans, Dodgers fans, whatever fans. If you ask them, would you rather your favorite Major League Baseball team win a World Series or to have the Dominican Republic World Baseball Classic win the World Baseball Classic, I can't speak for them, but my guess, if I'm watching people in the crowds and seeing the chatter on social media, is that the WBC seems to mean more. And so, yeah, I'm having a little FOMO now. If I'm being honest, I wish I cared as much as they do. This is fun. I'm enjoying it. And I don't know what it says about me that I'm watching. I tune in the other night and I'm watching Team USA, right there. I'm engaged, first pitch in it. And I'm watching Team USA and against Brazil. And the most compelling part of the game was watching a 17-year-old high school kid from Georgia. By the way, that's the other thing with this. You got people playing for all these teams, and a bunch of them are like born and raised here in the United States. In the 50 contiguous states, born here. But they have a parent, a grandparent, whatever it is. And by the way, totally cool, fine. Play for those teams. All good. But what we get are scenarios where you have a 17-year-old kid who lives here in, lives in the United States in Georgia, son of former Major League Baseball player Jose Contreras, his kid Joseph Contreras, 17 years old, and comes in and he's, can you imagine? He's got to face Aaron Judge with men on base. Got to face Aaron Judge, who already had homered in the first inning of this game. And now this kid, high school kid, teenager, 17, gets Aaron Judge to hit into a double play. And I'm sitting there at home, and I was psyched. I'm like, that's awesome. Look at this. How fun is this? Now, that's the fun of the WBC, yes. But it also shows, maybe, I'm sure I'll feel differently when we get to moments where Team USA is playing, let's say, I don't know, but from the team from the Dominican Republic, team from Japan, whatever it is, I will feel differently. My level of engagement and how hard I'm rooting for Team USA, I'm sure will change. But right now, I watch our team against, whether it's Brazil or even the game against Great Britain was more competitive. But again, I was kind of psyched that somebody from Great Britain hit a home run. I had no idea who the guy was. Hit a home run in the first inning off of Tarek Skubal. And our team was down 1-0. I was like, oh, maybe this will make it a little bit of a ball game. That'd be fun. I mean, clearly, compared to some of these other places, I'm not fanning the same way other people are. And when it comes to the World Baseball Classic, I saw Juan Soto hit a home run today that triggered the mercy rule for Team Dominican Republic, and I was psyched. I'm like, oh, that's great. From a Met fan perspective, want him to hit well. Happy he's happy. I will be absolutely dialed in and excited and interested when Nolan McClain is starting for Team USA and sort of dreading and hoping he's fine, but excited to watch him on that stage. But I admit it, I have envy. I look at some of these other teams and their fans who care about this more than I care. I care about other things. I care about this, but not the same way they do. I can see it. I can tell. I have envy. WBC. 888-808-1019. Are you into it? Are you rooting? And are you with me? That do you wish that our players for the WBC were, I don't know, that it was more fun the way it is for some of these other countries? All right. Other topics. Knicks. We'll talk about how badly they laid an egg today. But I got to be honest with you, I'm mostly going to flush this game away. The one thing I am curious when I talk to Steve Popper coming up is Jalen Brunson's on a little bit. Team's been playing so well. Dude has been throwing dimes and assists all over the place. But his scoring efficiency, shot making, is down the last few games. I have a feeling it's fatigue. I have a feeling maybe they, you know, Brunson would never agree to a night off on back-to-backs or, load management or any of that. But it looks like he's a little tired. But big picture, what I came into today, if the Knicks hadn't laid an egg and lost, I still do want to get to, which is talking about how good the Knicks' defense has been since late January. Since January 21st, number one defensive rating in the entire NBA. I want to talk about that and Mike Brown and Cat and Brunson and all of them and talk defense. OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Landry Shamet, but talk defense. So we're going to get into that. That's coming up too. And then NFL free agency, obviously. Tomorrow, we will start to have answers. What NFL free agency strategy do you want the Jets to use, in particular at quarterback? But you can also answer in general there, but in particular at quarterback. And for the Giants, do you want to see a big splashy move from Harbaugh, or do you want him to hit some doubles, singles? What are you looking for? 888-808-1019. Be right back.